Here now with Mr. James Arbizu. Thank you for taking a minute to talk to me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
So why don't we start off with you telling me just what it is you do for a living?
Well, my wife and I, we own a music store here in Afton and also in Evanston, Wyoming. And I do other things on the side as well.
Great. Now, recently, one thing that makes your situation a little unique is that you guys actually bought out the historic Ford Theater in town.
We're currently lease optioning it, trying to get it going and functioning and to be a bright spot in our community again. So we will own it soon, hopefully.
You know, I remember you teaching orchestra, and you've got the music store here in town. You wear a lot of hats. What made you interested in the Ford Theater?
Well, the Ford Theater, it's been a dream of ours since we actually opened the music store because, you know, we're into performing, and we saw that as an opportunity to turn it into an art center for performing arts. The high school room is wonderful, right? It's got a great setup for sound and can hold 900 some odd people there. But not every event is a good fit for that, right? The Ford Theater is a better fit for some events where you're only expecting 100 to 200 people. And so we saw it as an opportunity to expand what we could do in the arts here in the Valley. And we've been looking at it for the last 5 years, and the opportunity came up to make it work, and we're trying to make it work.
Great. Now, the Ford Theater's been around a really long time. Have you putting any work in to make it up and running for what you have in mind?
Yes. When we picked it up, we picked it up right before COVID hit. And so what we did is put in some better sound and also some theater lighting so that we could use the stage for performance. Before, the lighting wasn't good enough to be able to for performance. I mean, there was lighting in there, but not what someone might expect for certain types of performances. And so we put in a electric over the house and also one over the main stage to give more of the standard theater staging lights, and put in a back curtain, and also we tore out the carpet and so the original wood floors are in there. We treated those as well. So that's, and also the people that we're lease optioning from, they've done some wonderful work on it as well with the bathrooms and multiple other things that they did. They fixed some structural issues. There was an issue with the roof and some other things, and they've done some great work in keeping it functioning and making it work.
Has it been hard for you guys to bridge that gap between preserving the historic elements of the theater and also getting it up for fighting shape?
So far, it hasn't been an issue. We've, as far as, because we haven't done any major overhauling. It's mostly just over the stage. We've gone and tied into the frame above the stage, and we haven't had to do very much that would disrupt the nature of the theater so far.
Great. Well, could you give me just a brief history of the theater itself, when it opened, and everything?
Sure. This, as far as I know, that it opened in 1935 as the Ray Theater, W-R-A-Y, and I think that it went for a while. And I'm not sure what the circumstances were, but from what I understand, the Ford dealership next door ended up buying it. And from I've heard, they were originally looking at making it into a showroom, but some of the kids in the family decided to make a go of making it into a movie theater and running movies in it, and it worked out really well for them, and that worked all the way up until everything switched to digital. And when the digital switch happened, it was a huge investment. I believe it was over $100,000 to, when I looked at it, it was about that much to try to get digital in there. And who knows what it was at the original. And also Skyview Lanes was opening up at the same time, so it ended up closing its doors. And that was, I don't know, roughly 8-10 years ago, maybe?
So with all the work that you guys are putting into the theater and with the vision that you have, how far away do you feel like you are from having it just picture perfect as you have in your mind?
Well, picture perfect is is something different than functioning and up and running. I mean, I'd love to restore the facade back to more of an original look. And the stage really needs, I mean, it would be nice to put in about $20,000 or $30,000 in the stage to make it state of the art. There's other rooms that could be used for arts and classes. So there's a vision there, but as far as up and running, we have, it is functional right now, and I probably within 4 months, we should be able to have all the main things we want to do it to have in there for the long term. So, right now we're actually starting a season this spring. The COVID has shut us down for quite a while, but now we're allowed to have, with how large a space it is, we can have up to 70 people, and so we're designing a season that fits around that restriction. And so we're excited about what's coming our way the next few months.
Great. You know, it almost seems as though COVID may have had some benefits for you guys, giving you an opportunity to do some of those renovations and not having to keep out people who would want to come to these seasons for you.
Yeah, there was that we were able to spend some time in there. It did disrupt what we had planned. We did have a season planned that we ended up canceling, but we were able to do a little bit more to upgrade it. So yeah, both sides of that for sure. And now we should be ready to go.
Well, I'm excited to see all this come to fruition. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about the theater or about your music store?
No, it's great to be part of the community, and hopefully we can help support the arts here.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Arbuzy, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. Absolutely. You have a great day.